Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. New Delhi criticizes China for detaining of Indian citizen in Shanghai, says Arunachal Pradesh is integral and inalienable part of India. India to host 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it reflects country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship. 13 people killed after a massive fire engulfs 3 high-rise residential towers in Hong Kong. Pakistan's unemployment rate jumps to 7.1%. World Bank questions its claims of poverty reduction. And Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javokir Sindarov clinches FIDE Chess World Cup title in Goa. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on the flag-hoisting ceremony at the Ram Temple, stressing that the neighbouring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. He pointed out that Pakistan is a country with a deeply stained record of bigotry, repression and systemic mistreatment of its minorities.
We have seen the reported remarks and reject them with the contempt they deserve. As a country with a deeply stained record of bigotry, repression and systemic mistreatment of its minorities, Pakistan has no moral standing to lecture others. Rather than delivering hypocritical homilies, Pakistan would do better to turn its gaze inwards and focus on its own abysmal human rights records.
Replying to a query on China, the spokesperson said Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality. Mr. Jaiswal reiterated that maintenance of peace and tranquility in the border regions is a prerequisite for the continued and overall development of India-China bilateral relations.
Maintenance of peace and tranquility in the border regions is a prerequisite for the continued and overall development of India-China bilateral relations. Our position in this regard has always been very clear and consistent. Since October 2024, both sides have worked closely to maintain peace and tranquility in the border regions. Arbitrary actions by China involving an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh are most unhelpful towards efforts being made by both sides to build mutual trust and understanding and gradually move towards normalization of bilateral relations.
On former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's extradition request, the spokesperson said a request has been received and it is being examined as part of ongoing judicial and internal legal processes. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow in the United Kingdom. This has paved the way for staging the event a second time, as New Delhi hosted the game in 2010. The decision also bolstered the country's ambition to be an Olympic host in 2036. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. He said India is looking forward to welcoming the world. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia said it is a prestigious moment for the country as it strives to become a sporting powerhouse by 2047.
The 100th Commonwealth Games is crucial for Commonwealth Sports Council. I am feeling proud and happy that the prestigious event will be held in India. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, sports sector is changing. In the last one decade, over 22 big tournaments have been organized in more than 18 cities of the country. It shows that the country is ready to conduct big tournaments like the World Cups. I am confident that in the next 10 years, India will feature in the top 10 sporting nations.
Commonwealth Sports said the 2030 edition will feature 15 to 17 sports with the full program to be finalized next year. India and Venezuela have agreed to strengthen cooperation in key areas including trade, health and pharmaceuticals, digital technology, agriculture and development partnership. The fifth India-Venezuela Foreign Office consultations took place in New Delhi today. It was co-chaired by Ministry of External Affairs Secretary East P. Kumaran and Venezuela's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Tatiana Josefina Berg Moreno. The External Affairs Ministry said both sides also reaffirmed commitment towards enhancing collaboration in multilateral forums of mutual interest. They exchanged views on regional and international developments and agreed to coordinate closely in multilateral fora advancing the India-Venezuela partnership. The United States has expressed support for India's efforts to bring the perpetrators of the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks to justice. The U.S. Embassy in India paid tribute to the victims and expressed solidarity with survivors and families on the 17th anniversary of the attack. The U.S. Embassy highlighted the extradition of Pakistani-Canadian national Tahavur Hussain Rana to India earlier this year for his role in planning the attacks that claimed 166 lives, including six Americans. The embassy reaffirmed its commitment to fight terrorism alongside India to protect citizens. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Minister's Dialogue with the Minister of Defence of Indonesia, Jafri Samsuddin, in New Delhi tomorrow. During the meeting, the two ministers will exchange views on regional security and multilateral issues, as well as explore avenues for further deepening bilateral defence collaboration. The two-day visit of the Indonesian Defence Minister highlights the growing momentum in India-Indonesia defence cooperation and reflects the commitment to deepen the bilateral partnership. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Pakistan's unemployment has climbed to 7.1%, pushing the number of jobless citizens beyond 8 million. According to the latest labour force survey by the Pakistan Bureau of Statistics, the labour force has reached 77.2 million within a population of 240 million, yet over half of working age people remain unemployed or inactive. Average wages show a wide gap, with men earning slightly more than women. 13 people have been killed and 15 others injured after a massive fire swept through three high-rise residential towers in Hong Kong's Tai Po district today. More than 700 firefighters are at the scene trying to tackle the blaze at Wang Phuoc Court, which houses about 4,600 residents. Two victims remained in critical condition while one is stable. Flames tore through multiple floors as thick black smoke rose above the neighborhood. Taiwan President Lai Ching-te has announced plans to propose a supplementary defense budget of $40 billion to counter Chinese military expansion in an op-ed in the Washington Post. Mr. Lai said Taiwan is committed to maintaining peace in the Indo-Pacific region despite frequent Chinese military incursions in its vicinity. Lebanon and Cyprus have signed a long-delayed sea border agreement, ending nearly two decades of deadlock that had hindered oil and gas exploration in the Mediterranean. The deal was signed by Lebanese President Joseph Aoun and Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulidis at the Babda Presidential Palace near Beirut. Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javokhir Sindorov has clinched the FIDE Chess World Cup title in Arpura, Goa today, defeating Chinese Grandmaster Wei Yi in the final. 19-year-old Sindorov has become the youngest ever player to achieve the feat. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi criticizes China for detaining of Indian citizen in Shanghai, says Arunachal Pradesh is integral and inalienable part of India. India to host 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it reflects country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship. 13 people killed after massive fire engulfs three high-rise residential towers in Hong Kong. Pakistan's unemployment rate jumps to 7.1%. World Bank questions its claims of poverty reduction. And Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javokhir Sindorov clinches FIDE Chess World Cup title in Goa. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.